Voters in Portland, Oregon, apparently rejected a measure yesterday to add fluoride to their water. It's something Seattle and other cities did decades ago to prevent tooth decay in children. The Portland City Council passed it unanimously last year, but now the people of Portland are saying no. April Baer of Oregon Public Broadcasting joins me now. She covered the vote. April, what were the winners saying last night?
Was pretty similar to what they had used during most of the campaign, namely that Portlanders had done their own research and would not rely on the public health mainstream. Much of their campaign was aimed at telling the public that there was not enough evidence to support fluoride's benefits and that, in their view, more exploration is really needed into fluoride's risks. I should mention that the broader dental, medical, and scientific communities all supported fluoridation and disputed the no campaign's ideas on this one. But it's really tough to talk about this issue without discussing how incensed people were at the process that got this vote on the ballot. Last year, Portland City Council voted to put the measure on the ballot, and many voters said they felt that it was rushed. And as one former council member put it, nothing gets Portlanders riled up like a sense of an injustice.
All kinds of health professionals really wanted this to pass. What did you hear from them when the results came out?
Well, they were saying last night that they had a really complex campaign to run. And it is certainly true that Portland's political culture is really deeply tied up with concepts of social justice and the environment. So in a lot of ways, the campaign was sort of a perfect storm with every public health entity in town lined up for fluoride. And then on the other side, the Sierra Club and others in the opposition campaign. It might have posed a conundrum for voters who saw the choice framed as, you know, supporting kids' teeth versus supporting the environment. The measure campaign was trying to imply last night that their side had to rely on science, whereas, as they put it, the other side could say whatever they wanted. That said, the Yes campaign also raised over $800,000 to get their message across, compared with the No campaign's $373,000, and the Yes campaign still lost.
So what are the options now?
Well, it's pretty difficult to imagine fluoride getting much further, at least in the immediate future. So many people on both sides of the issue last night were saying that they were just really relieved it was over, that they had lost friends or lost Facebook friends over this, and that they were looking forward to putting it behind them. Both sides were talking about working in future ways, either together or alone, to further dental health in different ways, but it remains to be seen whether they'll do that. As somebody put it on Facebook last night, the bets are on about when the first fluoridated cocktails will be hitting the menu at Portland bars.
April Baer of Oregon Public Broadcasting, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.